It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program, your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad, I suppose. 16 degrees outside right now.
Not too bad.
No, it's. I guess that's about what it should be this time of the year. Yeah. It's relatively average, and it looks like it's going to stay that way for a little while. It'll be a little chilly here the next few days, but it's winter, right?
Yep.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about the changing of the seasons and stuff, too. Usually, you know, by the time you get to the latter stages of March and the official first day of spring rolls around, you really typically don't have a lot of spring-like days prior to that. But when you look at the other changing of the seasons, you know, we usually have plenty of winter before the first day of winter.
Yeah, it's true.
We usually have plenty of summer before the first day of summer. And fall kind of sometimes, too. We'll get a little fall in there before the first day of fall. It's usually spring. Why can't we have more of spring before the first day of spring rolls around? Can I put my order in for that?
That'd be nice.
Not so much, huh? Nobody listens. You can talk, but nobody's going to listen to you about that, huh? Well, Kendall Warren's going to talk here a little bit about W&S Appliance. We hope you listen in closely. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got 6 used electric ranges, 3 of them being smooth top. Still have a couple of cooktop, built-in cooktops, one electric, one gas, both in good working condition. Several used microwave hoods, used portable dishwasher, one of those. 2 used built-in dishwashers, some used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got 6 used refrigerators, 3 or 4 of them in really nice shape, and 2 match washer dryer sets. We offer water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Got gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, Frigidaire, and GE. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. I was reading a little bit about the... Have you been paying much attention to the storms in the Northeast? They've been getting just clobbered. We have a friend who lives in a suburb of Boston, Milton, Massachusetts, and he's been sharing some photos with us back and forth a little bit. Oh, my goodness. You know, we've all had it at different times, and we can all bring out the photographs of some of those bad winter storms and things. In Boston, what's today's date?
17th of February.
February 17th. Okay, just for perspective. February 17th today. Since February 1st, 17 days, right? Since February 1st in Boston, they've had 58.5 inches of snow.
Oh my God.
In about 2.5 weeks. It's a lot of snow.
Wow.
You know, Buffalo got clobbered early, very early in the winter season. Actually, it's more like fall. But, yeah. You know, I'd say they're used to that. Nobody's used to the extremes, but they get that quite frequently, the lake effect snow, where they just get dumped on. And then it disappears real fast. This thing in Boston, it seems like every time they turn around, you know, they just barely get the drive shoveled out, and here comes another 2 feet of snow. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had almost 5 feet of snow this month already in about 2.5 weeks. Now, put yourself in that position. What would that be like here? I don't know what it's drifting, how it's drifting in Boston, but you know how it would be drifting around here. That would be awful. I saw some pictures the other day of Fenway Park, where the Red Sox play. Now, when I first saw the pictures, they said, look, the snow is even over the wall. I thought, what? The Green Monster is like 33 feet tall. How could that be? Well, they were showing the right field wall, so it wasn't quite that tall, 4 or 5 feet tall. But, wow, it's just, and in the concourse areas where the snow blew in to the tunnels and stuff down below where the concessions are and stuff, just all packed with several feet of snow and stuff. Just incredible stuff. Well, we've all been there. We've seen that. We've all been places. We've lived here for long enough. It hasn't been too many years ago we had stuff like that, too. And what's the reaction when you hear those kinds of things are going to happen? When folks hear these forecasts about storms coming, do you ever hit the grocery store? A lot of people seem to.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Because all of a sudden you see certain areas of the store just picked clean. And it's kind of funny. Well, I was reading, this caught my eye the other day because of everything that's going on in Boston, and we've been through it before, too. It's kind of a funny story a little bit, but it was a story published on FoxNews.com. And it's entitled, "The Real Reason We Stock Up on Milk and Bread Before a Storm." Think about it. You do that every time, don't you? You go in and you get your staples. You know, winter dumps that big mess. Grocery stores have already sold out of bread and milk, which are typical purchases when, you know, storms are a-coming. But it's funny because there are other perishables. You know, those are perishables. You know, those things will, they'll spoil.
Yeah.
Okay. But there are other things that don't go bad that don't necessarily get picked off the shelves. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. According to AccuWeather.com, New Englanders are the ones that can actually take credit for the tradition of purchasing milk and bread before a storm. They quote on their website, AccuWeather, that it was a monumental blizzard in 1978 that trapped many people in their homes for weeks, which gets at least some of the credit for that current tradition of people going in and tearing apart the bread and milk aisles. Well, last November, a writer for the Pittsburgh magazine, Virginia Montanez, discovered an article from back in November 24th of 1950 that detailed milk shortage that was brought on by a devastating winter storm. And some markets also reportedly had to resort to rationing bread due to the storm that dumped almost 3 feet of snow, and that incident had long-lasting ramifications for pre-storm rituals. Montanez says she also discovered a line in the story that she believes references toilet paper, noting that customers were advised to buy what they need prior to the storm. And perhaps back then such items of hygiene weren't usually called out, but, you know, she says, "I don't know about you, but when I'm listing the things that we need if we're going to be snowed in for the next several days, toilet paper is going to make the list, along with some other things, too." But think about it. Bread and milk are the two staples that get wiped out of stores before storms. What are you going to do during the storm? Make French toast?
Yeah.
Well, not only are milk and bread perishable items, but people seem to give in to the unavoidable urge to stock up on these. They buy way more than they can eat, which, you know, leads to spoilage and throwaway anyway. They're compulsive purchases, and psychotherapists say they aren't always logical. Lisa Breitman, who's a New York City-based psychotherapist, and she writes on HowStuffWorks.com, she says the thought to get milk before a storm is followed by the action or compulsion to go out and stockpile it. In one way or another, we spend a lot of time and energy trying to feel in control. We want to buy things, even if we might throw them out, because it still gives a person a sense of control in what is otherwise an uncontrollable situation. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
I can see it. The non-perishables, that sends the message that you expect the storm to keep you homebound for an extended period. Although they're practical, toilet paper, things like that aren't going to perish, those non-perishables are a psychological admission that you've surrendered to waiting out the storm and its aftermath. So actually, it's all about being positive. Perishables are about optimism. Okay, they're not going to last forever. We're going to stock up on them, but we're going to be out of here soon.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Now you know why. That's kind of how I guess that tradition started, and that's how we think through things. We've all done it, haven't we?
Isn't that usually how it works? You know, you think, okay, I'm prepared, but then a day or two later, oh, I'm gonna make a way out of here. I'm gonna get out.
Yeah. That's immediate cabin fever. We can't stay in there for very long, but that's just the way it goes. It's always that way. It's a supply and demand world. And boy, when there's a supply of snow coming, there's a demand on milk and bread. Huh?
It's kind of funny, too. I saw a little chart that different sports teams in Boston, they put together, they were comparing their athletes' heights to the depth of the snow.
I'm sure the basketball players won that deal.
Yeah.
They tend to be a little taller. Jockeys, not so much.
No.
Well, when we have our next storm coming, you just watch. You make a last-minute stop into the grocery store. Because usually those shopping sprees, if we get a heads-up a few days ahead of time of a storm coming, it's a few days ahead of time that the store shelves start to dwindle, especially those milk and bread. Bread especially. It's amazing how fast that just cleans out. So check it out. It's kind of interesting. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers, chest and upright, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 22 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Lots of refrigerators in stock by Whirlpool KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Good selections of models, colors, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Washers and dryers, front load and top load. Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, the washer motor is covered for 5 years and the transmission of the washer for 15. Pots on and the peanuts are out, and why don't you stop at W&S and see us today, Jim?
Very good. You know, Chris won't remember this. Kendall, I'm sure you'll remember this. Remember when we were all going to have to prepare for the atomic blast? And we had fallout shelters all over the place, and we were always encouraged to put canned items together so that we could survive if we had to in case of any kind of an emergency. I always wondered, who's bringing the can opener? You better have one, right? Bread and milk. Just don't put those in a can, huh? Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.